The controversy over oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge has long been framed in the national media as oil industry versus environmentalists. But at yesterday's public meeting on the plan to allow oil leasing in the refuge in Anchorage, Alaska Native voices provided passionate testimony on both sides of the issue. The debate came to a head during a press conference held outside the hearing organized by an Alaska Native corporation. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
Throughout the hearing, an organized group of drilling opponents held up signs and bandanas saying, "Defend the sacred, protect the Arctic." Leaders with Arctic Slope Regional Corporation also spoke out. ASRC is a major proponent of oil development in the refuge. Flanked by supporters in Alaska's oil industry, ASRC held a rare press conference outside the hearing, waving signs that said, "We stand with Kaktovik, Open Anwar, and It's Our Backyard." Kaktovik leader and whaling captain Glenn Solomon spoke at the press conference.
"We love our people, we love our culture, and this is our fight. We're making a stand. We stand strong. We're tired of being silent, you know. It's time to make a stand."
The village of Kaktovik is in the refuge, and Solomon said oil development will bring jobs, training, and infrastructure to his community. ASRC Chairman Crawford Putkatuk also spoke, praising the current leadership in Washington, D.C.
"Thank God for our federal government, especially President Donald Trump, who has stood behind us."
As Putkatuk was finishing his remarks, an Alaska Native woman attending the meeting began speaking over him.
"When it comes to resource development,
we're supposed to be protecting the land.
We're able to protect the environment and be able to benefit financially from all of this. It's been too long we've been left in poverty. It's been too long some other people would rather see us in poverty and without. This is our opportunity to enhance the lives of our people. Thank you."
It culminated in competing chants, the woman versus a large crowd of ASRC leaders and supporters saying 10:02, referring to the part of the refuge where it's now legal to drill. The woman's name is Natasha Gamash, and she is from Nome. In an interview after ASRC's press conference, she said she disagrees with the idea that oil development helps all Alaska Native communities.
"We have lots of examples throughout the state of villages where they don't have access to running water, where their villages are being washed away through erosion because of climate change. I think of Nutak and them having to move to Murtarvik. Is ASRC paying for their move? I don't think so."
Gamash reflected on disagreement in the Alaska Native community over resource development and how outside entities can take advantage of that division.
"There is a reason that we are pitted against each other. There is a reason that there is disharmony between the people, because if we were united, we would be an unstoppable force. But unfortunately, it's not that way."
The last public meeting on oil leasing in the refuge before the final environmental review is published is scheduled for Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. The public comment period has been extended to March 13th. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.